Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People waking up to see a lot of debris in a neighborhood of Rochester, Michigan, a house fire and explosion.
We ended up transporting three of them children and two adults. We had two additional people that were checked out by the EMS crews and signed off.
Rochester Fire Chief John Cieslick says it was a propane tank explosion. Still without electricity, air conditioning, and more as the temperature rises. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Houston area after Thursday's violent storms.
We don't have any power, no hot water. It's been really crazy. Mother Nature definitely did its thing out here.
Large crowds. In southern Gaza, rushing and climbing aboard aid trucks to grab off food, water, and medical supplies. In a few hours, the seventh flight of Blue Origin is scheduled to blast off from West Texas with astronauts and six tourists, Jeff Bezos' space company. This is ABC News. A county judge could rule as early as tomorrow in Ohio's law banning virtually all abortions. The decision will consider a fact that voters decided at the polls to enshrine reproductive rights in the state constitution. Reports of police violence in the Republic of Georgia after protests against a restrictive new media law passed last week. The law requires media, non-governmental organizations, and nonprofit groups to register as agents of foreign powers if they get funding from foreign sources. University of Georgia professor Gia DePardes says he was beaten near his home in the capital, Tbilisi, by masked people with a baseball bat.
We have organized gangs attacking citizens of Georgia, and there is no reaction on behalf of police.
Over 180 people have been reported detained since protests began in April in Georgia. State police investigating cases of inmates at the prison in Marion, Virginia, complaining about how cold it is. So cold, toilet water freezes. Some prisoners have been treated for hypothermia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Today, look for highs to be around 80, and we'll be seeing sunshine and more clouds as the day goes on. Northwest winds 4 to 8 tonight. Showers likely by midnight or so, possibly a thunderstorm, lows of 56. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Monday, look for highs to be in the mid to upper 70s with rain and a few thunderstorms tapering down by midday, some peaks of sunshine later on, and Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms likely, some could be severe, especially in the afternoon to evening, highs of 81. It's 51 degrees.
The Gospel Grid.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist will be the Gaither Vocal Band.
The message, I think, has become more clearer as the days go by.
We'll be featuring music from their latest project called Shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. As a Christian, I just say, bring it on.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on the Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats.
He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy. All gray, and I don't bother with the darts that Satan throws my way. For the one who cares for sparrows and the lilies of the field is the one who calms the violent storms when he says, peace be still. He's good on the mountain, he's good in the valley low, he's good in times of trouble. That's why him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy. Yeah, he is good to me. In the sunshine and in the rain, he is still the King of Kings who remains the same. He is faithful to his children. Says the truth. If he says he'll always be there.
And that's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy.
It's the Taylors with He Is Good to Me. Our featured artist today is the Gaither Vocal Band, Wes Hampton, Reggie Smith, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and hands down the most influential person in gospel music history, Bill Gaither.
I came from a long line of tool and dime makers and farmers. I don't know of anybody in our field who'd ever have done music, even from the standpoint of maybe singing in church. I never heard my dad sing a note. And my mother did play the piano. And when we were kids, my brother and I would sing what she was playing. But it wasn't anything like the Southern families where the kids are singing very early. I thank God for my little Nazarene church that I went to at the time, that it wasn't long when I started playing that they started inserting me in the piano player's role. And so I was good enough for our little church. I'm not sure how good it was, but I think you just start where you are. My dad was not musical, but he was amazing about supporting us. Because we'd go to family dinners and they'd talk about their sons, what's your boy going to do? You know, he's going to Ivy Tech, or he's going to GM Tech. He's going to learn how to be a tool and die maker. He's a farmer. And they'd ask Dad, so what's Bill going to do? He said, well, he likes music. And the next question always was, what's he going to do for a living? That's a fair question. It really is. And that's true. And I always tell young kids, somebody came up to me at Singing the Sun and said, you got advice for me? You know, I'm doing music. And I don't mean to be a smart aleck, but it's what I did. I always say, get a day job. And you start thinking about that, and it just makes a lot of sense. I did. I went to college and taught high school English for 10 years until my night job, which was music and writing, started passing my day job. And I think it makes a lot of sense. But just at 19, 20, to dive into it, unless you are extremely gifted and talented, which, you know, Gary McSpadden was at 19, 20, so he could do it. And Jake was probably that talented at 19, 20. He could probably do it. But I still say my advice to kids is get some training to do something else in case it doesn't work.
It has worked for Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. They're out with a new project called Shine and subtitled,
the darker the night, the brighter the light. As a Christian, I just say, bring it on. Bring it. Give me your hardest blow, because the darker the night, the brighter the light.
That's Bill Gaither, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band with the title track of their project, Shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light.
Shine, little shine, little shine, little shine. shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night,
the night, the brighter the light. That's the Gaither Vocal Band. Bill Gaither just turned 88. I asked Bill if he still enjoys making music.
Well, it's more fun at 87, I think. I think every year you discover a few more aches and pains that weren't there the year before. But I think what you have to do is say this is part of it. You either get happy with it and laugh about it, or make a deal out of it, sit down and I guess do nothing. And that was never in the menu for me. My dad lived in 91, and what a model he was in so many ways, but he certainly was a hard worker. I don't know, I think some kids may think that music is an easy thing. Brother, it is not easy if you do it right.
Most of the music on the Vocal Band's new project showcases the younger talent in the group, but the debut radio single was a song that featured Bill Gaither, one that he wrote with Larry Gatlin.
He came in the studio, and we were probably putting some vocals down of something that we had written. And I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Man, pretty good. But last night was one of those nights." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I thought midnight would never, ever end." He said, "The clock struck midnight. I heard it. Then I heard it strike one, two, and three." I said, "Well, what was the problem?" He said, "Oh, I worried about something, probably about kids or grandkids." And I said, "Well, I hope the morning was worth the midnight." He said, "What'd you say?" You got to be careful around songwriters. "I hope the morning was worth the midnight." I said, "We got to write that."
That's Bill Gaither, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band with Make the Morning Worth the Midnight.
The morning came so early that it even took the sun by surprise. I hadn't slept since midnight. The night was so dark, there were no stars to even pierce the blackness of the skies. I spent the time in misery. So Lord, can you undo this broken, tangled mess I've made? My foolish choices too. Lord, please make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Make the morning worth the midnight. That's all I'm asking you to do. Make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Now I know the old story about the midnight in the garden all alone. You took all the midnights of the ages in that bitter cup of sorrow, and you drank them down as if they were your own. So Lord, I know you've been there. You know the pain I'm going through. So who am I to try to tell you what to do? Could you make the morning worth the midnight? I'm counting on you. Make the morning worth the midnight. That's all I'm asking you to do. Make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Came so early, it even took the sun by surprise.
Make the morning worth the midnight, the Gaither Vocal Band. The new project is called Shine, and we have much more coming up. In just a moment, Tim Lovelace, Jonathan Wilburn, and more.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Mother's Day sale runs through Sunday, May 19th at All American Do It Center. Save $30 on a 26-inch deep bowl steel fire pit, now $119.99. Save $12 in instant savings on Best Look Gallon Paint. Best Rewards members, save $13 on a 10-pound bag of Scott's Patch and Repair Seed. After rewards rebate, the Mother's Day sale now through Sunday at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs & Creations.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
It's 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Sunday, May 19th. If you're looking to start your day off with helping out a good cause, getting a little extra energy through some food, Ithaca Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Pat Crook going on today from 7 to 12:30. That will be at the Ithaca High School Commons. There will also be a bake sale and silent auction. Also today, St. John Evangelist Catholic Church Knights of Columbus in Spring Green will host a drive-through chicken barbecue. All are invited to attend from 11 to 1.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to the Gospel Greats. Coming up in just a moment, we'll enjoy the latest from Jonathan Wilburn.
Hey, everybody. Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. A former pilot told me this one. You don't need a parachute to go skydiving, but you do need a parachute to go skydiving twice. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
Thanks, Tim. Here's the Group Avenue, a new name written down in glory.
Yes, he's mine. I am the
Down in Glory. Jonathan Wilburn's new project, Songs from the Front Pew, was produced by Ben Isaacs.
Ben brings heart, and he brings the aspect of, you know, I'll be in there singing. He'll go, hey, man, sing it from your heart. We'll take care of the rest. He said, I need feeling. I need to feel Jonathan Wilburn in this song. I need to hear his heart. And Ben is more about the feeling of the song than the technical aspect. And I thank God for that. I appreciate him trusting me to sing that way. And so Ben just brings so much. He brings comfort to me because I've known him all my life. Sitting down with Ben in the studio is like me sitting in my easy chair drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. That's how it is recording, and he makes it so enjoyable.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and here he is with Wings of a Dove.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, oh, the body grows weak,
body grows weak,
and our spirits grow numb,
spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, doesn't forget us. He sends down his love,
sends down his love,
wings of a dove,
wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love,
a sign from above,
sign from above,
the wings of a many days. He searched for land,
he searched for land,
in various ways,
various ways.
Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love,
sent him his love,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Of a dove, that's Jonathan Wilburn with backup from The Inspirations. And here's their latest single from the project, The Legacy Continues. He sent him for me.
He sent the rain for a dry, thirsty land. He sent the grain to feed hungry man. He sent the birds to sing in the trees. But when he sent Jesus, he sent him.
my soul free. When he said Jesus, he said him for me. He said the lilies to bloom in the spring. He made the mountains, oh, and he made the sea. But when he said Jesus, he sent him for me. When he said Jesus, God's only Son, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free. Sent him for me. When he sent Jesus, God's only Son, oh, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free.
Sent him for me, the Inspirations. Coming up, we'll have more with the Gaither Vocal Band. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready for the thrill of the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, happening this year, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Be there for special introductions starting at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night and 11:30 on Sunday, followed by exciting performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 a.m. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, showcasing the finest high school athletes. Join us in Richland Center for the ultimate rodeo experience.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. More with the Gaither Vocal Band coming up in a few minutes. Here's the new radio single from the Cragans. It's called Wasted Words.
You don't have to be a preacher standing on a stage. You don't have to be a dying man living your last days. You can say it like you mean it. It doesn't have to be rehearsed. With God, there's no wasted words. You don't have to fold your hands or get down on your knees. No, you can talk to Jesus just like you talk to me. You can thank him for your blessings or tell him where it hurts. With God, there's no wasted words.
black suit, laying flowers on a stone.
From the prisoner to the preacher, in a cell or in a church,
with God there's no wasted words.
Every tear, every cry, every up all night, calling out his name. Every fear, every fight, every why, God, why, don't matter how you pray.
Just speak from your heart and know that it was heard.
With God, there's no
your first.
With God, there's no wasted words.
With God, there's no wasted words.
Wasted Words, the Cragans from their project Monday Faith. Our featured artist today is the Gaither Vocal Band with music from their new album called Shine. Their new single from the project has been out for a few weeks. It's a song written by Woody Wright. Bill says that revival often breaks out when relationships are restored.
Crazy little squabbles church people get into. You know, whether or not to have a piano or not to have a piano. And then the Baptists will argue about which side of the church we're going to put the piano on, you know, and whether or not we're going to have drums. They're not going to have drums. Or Martin Luther was criticized crazy, you know, when he started writing some of those songs he was writing. A mighty fortress is our God. They were criticized because they thought it sounded like a worldly popular song. I can't imagine a pop singer singing, you know. But the church has never been without criticism, okay? And so we can squabble over the craziest things. But revival does break out when we finally decide, you know what? It's really not that important. It's just not that important. And when the two can get together, as a song talks about, you know, Sister Sue or whoever is arguing over what, good things happen. Good things happen. And when we can forgive and forget, good things happen.
That's Bill Gaither, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band with Revival Broke Out.
Now, Benny and Fred had an altercation, hadn't spoken a word since 62.
They knelt at the altar for an alteration.
They were on and on before the night was through.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed.
They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away.
If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way
the Spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt everything changed
when revival broke out.
Sheila had a heavy load she carried around. She suffered in the silence of her scorn and shame.
For a month or something she was burdened down.
But she gave it up to Jesus when revival came.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed.
They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away.
If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way
the Spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt, everything changed.
Revival broke out.
Now you see, I was keeping my composure in the back of the room, drowning in the darkness.
Closing in on me.
Then he opened up my heart like he opened up the tomb.
Hallelujah.
He set me free.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed.
They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away.
If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way
the Spirit's
started moving, there ain't no doubt. Everything changed. Revival broke out. Revival broke out when people prayed. Revival broke out.
They were happy ever after.
Everything changed when revival broke out.
Everything changed.
The Gaither Vocal Band with Revival Broke Out. Reggie Smith is the newest member of the vocal band. I asked Reggie how he got his start in gospel music.
Out of college, my wife and I graduated from Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, and we auditioned for Larnell Harris, gospel singer. And he needed a couple of background singers. He's putting a group together to back him up, hit the road. His group called Friends, so Larnell and Friends. So we started traveling together as backup singers for Larnell for about 6 years. Probably had 6 years. So that's how we got going. Had to move to Orlando, Florida, because his office was based out of there, his management. And then we started working for Disney World. That's when we started working, doing the session work and stuff like that for Disney World. But yeah, that's how we got going in gospel music. I didn't grow up in a family singing group. I grew up in a church all the time, little Baptist church, tiny little Baptist church in Moselle, Mississippi. One stop sign, a little farming town. My daddy was a music minister for 33 years and the principal of a little elementary school there. Mother taught fourth grade for 25 years. We were farmers. I mean, we were just small town Mississippi. We were in Mississippi a few nights ago, but it was a lot of fun. It was a great crowd. You got to see a lot of family and friends. My family loves these guys like crazy, like their sons, you know, do anything for them. And
Reggie's featured on a powerful and beautiful song on the Project Shine called Love Them Where They Are.
Very impactful song because it impacts every family. Everybody, really, because, you know, we're all striving for perfection, right? But come on. I mean, it's not going to happen, you know, not even in our children, you know. And a lot of times that song kind of, we think about our children in that song, and it is, but it's not just children. It's a mate. It's a mom. It's a dad. It's an uncle. It's an aunt. It's somebody, you know. Sometimes love ain't always easy. It's very poignant and it's very thought provoking and a lot of tears are shed. I think it really touches everybody on a deeper, very, very deep level and personal level, and it does for me.
That's Reggie Smith, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band with Love Them Where They Are.
Sometimes love ain't always easy. It can pull the life out of you. Watching a loved one go through the fire, what can you do? What can you do? You gotta love them where they are before they drift away. And no matter where they are, pray to God is gonna keep them safe. And when you wake up worrying and wondering what you're gonna do,
remember you were loved where you were by somebody too. God, that He's gonna get you through.
Yeah.
It's never easy letting go of things that were never,
ever
in your control. God never wastes the tears you cry. You keep them in His heart, and they'll be waiting for you.
And when you wake up worrying, wondering what you're gonna do, God that he's gonna get you through.
Gaither Vocal Band from their project Shine, and we'll have more with the group a little later on. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric tools and accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout modular storage system and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
To the seniors of Eagle High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you the best from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, WCCU Credit Union, and by Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
It's about 10 minutes right now away from the 7 o'clock hour. Looking at a day where we'll be seeing temperatures around 80, northwest winds of 4 to 8, and then otherwise sunshine. Maybe some clouds coming in later in the day. By tonight, though, showers likely by midnight or so, possibly a thunderstorm, lows of 56. And Monday, highs in the mid to upper 70s with rain and a few thunderstorms tapering down by midday or so, and then maybe some peaks of sunshine. Right now, though, it is 53 degrees, looking at sunny skies.
Good Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We have our Southern Gospel headlines coming up in just a moment. Doug Anderson is out with a new song, Until It Was Me.
I've pointed the finger and I've cast the blame. I've shared the rumors, questioned the truth, and I've named all the names. Sat on the jury, decided some fates, and I've held the gavel, sentenced the guilty and guiltless the same. Somebody should have grace for free until it was me. Got good at pretending that I could be strong. Every struggle deep down inside, 'cause that's where they belong. And I'm I've known some heartache, and I've walked through grief. But I wouldn't disclose it, 'cause I thought it showed everyone I was real. I saw the fault in everyone else, heard all the gossip and spread some myself. I didn't think that somebody
Until It Was Me. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The SGMA will announce the Hall of Fame Class of 2024 in a special online event June the 4th. This will be the first public announcement of the inductees, and it will be the first that they will be finding out about the honor at the same time the public does. Again, that's coming up on June 4th. Singing News is celebrating 55 years with their May issue of the magazine. We asked Singing News Vice President Danny Jones what the publication's founder, J.G. Whitfield, would think of that milestone.
I think this is what Mr. Whitfield would do. He would be amazed, obviously, because when Singing News started in May of 1969, no one ever envisioned web. No one ever envisioned Facebook. None of that. But I think the thing that would be most impressive to him is this. The core idea is still there. You know, tell about the music, tell about the artist. Now it's just being presented in so many different ways. But you've got print, you've got radio, you've got television, you've got social pages. It's all doing the same thing. It's just reaching people through different avenues.
That's Singing News Vice President Danny Jones. The Right Road Quartet is looking for a bass singer. Here's Matt Letton.
Right Road Quartet is looking for a bass singer. With the retirement of Lanny Wilkerson, we are now taking applications and demos. Anybody who's interested can apply by emailing us at rightroadquartet@gmail.com.
That's Matt Litton of the Right Road Quartet. And the number one song on the Singing News weekly chart comes from the Guardians Quartet. It's called Heaven Is Happening.
There's a little angel band in worship, singing praises to God near the throne. There's a welcome committee in glory, showing people all around their new home.
Well, I know it's a great celebration with the saints in that place gathered near. But there's a little bit of heaven on this side of forever, and it's going on right here.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or the sinners new birth, heaven is happening here on earth.
Is moving
somehow. A little bit of glory that shows up in the story. It's heaven on earth right now.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, is happening here on earth. Heaven is happening here on earth.
I said heaven is happening here on earth.
Heaven is happening. The Guardians Quartet from their project Come On In. And that wraps things up for Hour 1. Stay tuned for more of the Gaither Vocal Band and their album Shine in Hour 2.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Mark your calendars for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Experience the excitement with special introductions kicking off at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and 11:30 on Sunday morning. Be sure to catch the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 in Richland Center. With three performances over 3 days, you'll witness the skills of the top high school athletes in the state. Don't miss out on the action-packed weekend in Richland Center, Rodeo Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Seniors of River Valley High School, it's time to shine. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for the future. From Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Wilson Door and Construction, WCCU Credit Union, and Creative Outlet.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America